Lesson 5. Discover needs, interests, fears and concerns. As we've discussed in previous lessons, the key to resolving any conflict or dispute is to discover what matters most to the people involved and to move away from defending positions towards understanding needs and interests. So the question that needs to be asked is, so what's important to you about? It could be about the things you say you want, or the things you're concerned about. The question is, what helps you to uncover the real concerns and motives and to find out what you or the other person really needs to find a solution? Let's get back to the book again. In the book, we find Jen and Terry struggling to keep their ice cream business afloat. They've made their long-standing employee, Phil, redundant, and he's responded by claiming against the company in an attempt to gain more compensation. He's seeking £10,000. Both Jen and Terry and Phil are confident that they are right and the other are wrong. That is their position. Sticking with their positions will mean that they stay trapped in an adversarial battle where eventually, probably after much time and money has been spent, one will win and the other will lose. In legal terms, that is. But if we were to ask Jen and Terry and Phil what's most important to them, what their needs and interests and their fears and concerns really are, we would find out that cash flow is most important to Jen and Terry. They need every penny to try and keep the business going. Finding another job is most important to Phil. He is 58 and afraid that he will not find another position. However, Phil's brother-in-law, Walter, has offered him the chance to join his fish delivery business. Only problem is, he needs to find his own refrigerated van. The reason he needs £10,000, and this is what's important, is because that is the amount required to buy a refrigerated van and set himself up to work with Walter. But he can't afford that sort of money now, not with his legal fees and living expenses. While Jen and Terry do not have the cash to pay Phil off, they do have 3 refrigerated vans lying idle. Now we know what Jen and Terry and Phil really need, rather than what they say they want. And we can see an opportunity for them to settle their dispute in a much more collaborative way that might even preserve their long-standing relationship. Imagine for a moment an iceberg floating in the sea. It looks enormous, doesn't it? And although it is huge, 9/10 of its mass is actually hidden beneath the sea, and only 1/10 is visible above the surface. Did you know that? Like an iceberg, 9/10 of the important information in any conflict or dispute is actually hidden. In an adversarial win-lose mindset, people rely solely on the strength of their positions, proving that they are right and you are wrong. But unfortunately, this approach leads to an all-out fight with the breakdown of important relationships. Our position in an issue, what we say we want, is only 1/10 of the important information. Hidden below the surface, undiscovered, not discussed, lie the needs, interests, fears and concerns that hold the key to finding more satisfactory resolution. So people often ask me, what is the difference between needs and interests? The answer is that a need is something that is fundamental, where absence would cause us so much pain that it's considered to be not negotiable. For example, Phil needs to find some way to earn a living. He cannot afford to retire at 58. On the other hand, an interest is something that literally interests the person, something that has the potential to produce pleasure or satisfaction, but about which they can be flexible. Phil is interested in joining his brother-in-law Walter's fish delivery business. Needs and interests can be driven by many things. They can be driven by facts, what has actually happened and what people expect to happen next. By people's behaviour, how people have treated each other in the past and how they intend to treat them in the future. By beliefs and values, people's beliefs, whether based on religion, ideology or personal values, form the basis of their judgment about what's important, good or bad. For example, take two families who were arguing about burial plots, claiming that one family member had been buried in the wrong plot. It might seem on the surface an easy solution simply to move the body. but it was against that family's religious beliefs to exhume and move a body, so religious beliefs and values formed the basis of their needs and interests. People often find it difficult to talk about their religious beliefs and values, fearing that other people will be intolerant of them. But very often, understanding this can be the foundation to resolving problems. Identity. Most important to resolving any kind of dispute is people's sense of self, including their sense of what is vital to them in terms of physical and psychological survival. This will be covered in another lesson. So, here's another exercise that you may find helpful. When you are involved in a conflict and can't seem to find a way out, try to analyse the situation by reflecting on the different needs, interests, fears and concerns of everyone involved. You'll find the exercise in the workbook, and when you've completed it, you'll have a much better map of the problem and how everyone concerned fits into it. Of course, it's always much better if you can actually ask people what their real needs, interests, fears and concerns are rather than guessing. But even if you can't, the exercise can give you a real overview of where you are at the moment. So in the workbook, you'll find a table with three columns marked needs, interests, fears and concerns, and a row for each of the parties that you believe are involved. Under the needs, you have to write what you think you or the others cannot walk away from this situation unless they achieve. In the column for interests, for each person, write what's also important to them, things they would like but don't need. And finally, write down in the column about fears and concerns what you and they are most concerned or afraid of. Here's another exercise that can help you to really understand someone that you're having difficulty or in conflict with better. First of all, choose a quiet place to sit or stand, somewhere where you won't be disturbed by other people. Now start to think about or really visualise the person that you're in conflict with. Make yourself feel how you usually feel when you're with that person. Imagine them sitting in the room with you. Make that image of them as vivid as you can. Describe this person to yourself. First of all, describe your responses to this person that you're in conflict with. What do you think of them? How do you feel when you're with them? How does your body react to them? Sweaty palms? Butterflies in the stomach? Notice everything about your reaction to this person and experience it as fully as you can. When you have this person and your reaction to them clear, stand up and shake off those impressions. Then go to where you imagined them to be and become them. Take on their posture, their expression, take on everything that you have just so vividly imagined about them. Become them as totally and completely as you can. When you really know what it is to be this person, find out what it is like for them to be confronted with you. Now you have to imagine how you look to them, sitting behind your desk or wherever you normally meet each other. Again, take plenty of time to do this. It won't work at once because it will take your poor brain some time to adjust to being this other person. When you have thoroughly experienced this other person's experience, summarise what it's like to be this person. What is important to them? What do they fear? What is it like to be faced with you? When you have done this, stand up and shake yourself down and move away again from both positions. Now, take another deep breath and a moment to settle down. Now, from this detached position, ask yourself, what are the major differences between these two people, yourself and the person you're in conflict with? What changes by which person would most help to bridge these differences? This exercise can help you to be objective about the conflict, to look at yourself and the other person from outside, from the position of a third person, and begin to see what the real gaps and difficulties between you are, and to start to analyse what your real needs, interests, concerns and fears are. When you've spent some time being objective about yourself and the relationship with the other person, return to where you started and become yourself again. Now, recreate your image of the other person. How do you perceive them now? How else would you respond to them now that you know them better? When you've done that, shake yourself down again and become the other person again. How will they react when faced with your new approach? test it out, become them, experience it. By this time, you should be able to flip between being inside each person and experiencing their point of view. So continue to do it for as long as you can and still learn. When you've done enough, do be sure to return to your own mind and body and settle back into them very thoroughly before you leave the exercise. You can use this exercise whenever you need to understand someone better, and you will soon be able to do it quickly and unconsciously with every person. This is what great empathisers do naturally. So let's just summarise what we've learnt in this lesson. We've learnt that most people deal with conflict by reinforcing their position or point of view on the matter. We've learnt that positions provide only 1/10 of the information that could be important in finding a satisfactory resolution. That discovering as much as possible of the remaining 9/10 of the information, what people need, what their interests are, what they are most afraid of or concerned about, is more important. And this provides the key to finding a solution that really works. Remember, other people have needs, interests, fears and concerns that are every bit as important as our own, and finding ways to acknowledge and meet them is far more important than winning.